Really? They've decided to assign me another assistant? I wish they wouldn't meddle in my affairs so much. What was the point of giving me this position if they're going to surprise me with a new arrival every month? I don't even get to look at their dossiers anymore or whether to show up. And just like that, my privacy is gone. I wonder how long this one will last. I just wish that one of them would be useful. None of them see the vision. At the very least, entertain me and my boredom and tedium. Or better yet, contribute to my goals. Body or mind, I care not which one. I will happily make use of either. But they're all gone as quickly as they arrive. They're already here. How unexpected. You're sitting in my chair. An interesting response. You don't need to apologize. I don't actually care. I simply wanted to see how you'd react. I have spent enough time sitting down lately that I would have stood anyway. So, you showed up here, of all places, with one of the highest security clearances in the country. They told you that you've got the highest level of clearance? Yes, the highest one that you're aware of. Come now, surely you're not simple enough to take the things you're told by our government at face value. Anyway, the powers that be have decided to assign you to this base as my assistant. Those same people have also decided not to brief me on any of this. So now, you're here, awkwardly sitting in my chair. I don't know who you are. I don't know your credentials or your background. For all I know, you could be a janitor whose name ended up on the wrong lists. But we're going to fix that. I'm going to make an effort. But in order to do that, I need to know what you know so that I can figure out where to start. Do you know where you are? Yes, you're in a military research lab. What a shock. Do you know any details beyond that? They put you in a covered truck and drove you out here. Great. Okay. Do you know what we're doing here? And they said you'd get filled in on site. Ah, yes. I love being saddled with having to waste my time training an assistant. An assistant that I don't need. Because I can do this all myself, and I have been doing it all by myself. My superiors have signed off on all of my reports. They've told me they're satisfied with the progress in the base projects. And yet, here you are. Well, there's nothing we can do about that now, so I'll cover the details shortly. Then I have one final question for you. Do you know who I am? They really didn't tell you anything, did they? Where you're going, what you're doing, or who you're reporting to. Typical. Absolutely typical. But perhaps for the best, in a twisted way. Waiting until you're on site means less chance of any information leaking. I take it that you're still waiting on your personal belongings. I see. Everything on your body now was received on site, then. Good. Come here. Stand still. Good. Now, wonderful. Perfect. Okay. What am I doing? Screening you for transmissions. The fact that there's nothing on you emitting anything means that I still have some degree of trust placed in me. Anyway, even if there was something on you, I put measures in place to prevent such spying. There is, of course, the chance that you were sent to me to gather information and report back. I don't think that's the case. You don't seem like you have the capacity for it. That, or you're an exceptionally good actor. I suppose then I should begin to catch you up. Take a seat. I don't care if you use mine. We'll pull a chair for you from storage later. Let me begin with the introductions. I need you to understand your place here, first and foremost. I am Victoria von Vorsha, one of the world's leading geneticists in my particular field. You've never heard of me? Good. That's how it's supposed to be. There are, of course, scientists doing this sort of thing for fame and fortune. For attention. People like that, they don't have the soul for this sort of thing. They don't belong in the field. What is my particular field? Be patient, and let me talk. You will, hopefully, be able to piece it together from context clues. As I was saying, I am not only the head of research at this facility, but the acting director as well. What happened to the last director? That information is not relevant to your work here. Either way, if it wasn't obvious, you report to me. I am in charge here. This lab... No, this entire base is my domain. From the top to the bottom, bottom to the top, I've got complete control here. That's why I'm not particularly worried if your clothing was bugged. Of course, I say all that, but I don't get to make the staffing decisions. Only Manta staff I am given. Where's my... Ah, there's a lighter behind you. Toss it to me. Good. That's much better. My hands are getting shaky again. Yes, I really am smoking in here. It's my lab. Do you have a problem with it? Your opinion has been noted. Moving on, with regards to where you actually are, this base doesn't exist. This base has no name. There are no markers in the maps of this place, and there are no clear roads that lead here. None of that is relevant to your work. What matters is that you are here now. The base is well stocked and supplied, and you will have your belongings soon enough. We are isolated, but you will not be left without the things that keep you human. The items that provide you comfort and sanity. Am I human? Ah, you've noticed the ears and tail. That depends on your definition of human. I was born from a human mother and father. Is that enough to make me a human? Or have I discarded my humanity by making these changes to myself? These are rhetorical questions. Reserve your commentary and your own questions until I finish talking. The final topic that we need to cover for now is what we're doing here. Do you believe in God? You don't have to answer. I can tell from the look on your face that you're seeking an answer to satisfy me. Don't do that. When you talk to me, speak what you find to be true in your heart. With that said, I don't care if you believe in God or not. Whether you do or don't, it makes no difference. But if you do, then within these walls, you shall find no God. All that exists in this place are the desires and madness of mankind. This building is a tomb, formed by the hubris of humanity. There's a green switch behind you. Press it. Look at the monitor. What do you see? Tubes. Yes, you're correct. Tubes. Hundreds of tubes. Each and every one is budding with new life. Something that shouldn't be. Something that no God could create. Things that exist because of our sins. Have you figured out what my specialty is yet? Genetic modification is close enough. Reductive, but not inaccurate. What we're doing in this lab is making weapons. Biological horrors beyond our wildest nightmares. Why? To unleash them on our enemies. All in the name of conquest. Why should we sacrifice good men and women when we can let loose a horrible monster in the battlefield to tear armies to shreds? Ah, you have such an aghast look on your face. How does it make you feel? Tell me something, if you would be so kind. Do you think this is evil? Good. So do I. I think it's not only evil, but it's foolish. A waste of resources. A waste of time. All to create some monster that will turn on us as soon as it runs out of things to feast on. Our efforts to better humanity are being wasted on killing each other. Bah. So what do I do here then? I conduct my own research. I satisfy myself, my curiosity, and then I falsify results and reports. Or I give them just enough of what they want. After all, developing weapons like this is experimental. It takes decades of time. The people in charge think progress is being made. And oh, how it is. Just not in the way they expect. No, all of my time is spent searching for the next step in humanity's evolution. Won't we just get there naturally? Not in our lifetimes. Not in our children's lifetimes. And so on and so forth. Why should we wait to achieve greatness when we can grasp it now? Not only that, but who knows how we would evolve without us stepping in to manage it. No, humanity needs to be guided, cultivated, like plants in a garden. I'm simply pruning off the worst parts of our species, removing our weaknesses, enhancing our strength. With the potential to grow even further beyond that. My ears and tail are a result of one such experiment. Why would I change myself like that? Because I was curious. But not only that, I felt that I should subject myself to it first, before I expose another living being to it. I need to know what it's like firsthand. The program that houses my projects may be evil, but my work isn't evil, and neither am I. Do you understand? Why am I telling you all this? That's simple. You didn't immediately flee upon seeing the gestation tombs. All that came before you couldn't take the idea. They left the room immediately, and then the program. I facilitated returning them to my superiors, and I expect they wiped their memories of this place and sent them on their way. They didn't even wait to hear an explanation. Like you did. Aside from that, even if you did want to run away and tell someone what I'm doing, nobody would believe you. No, there's no way that someone like you could disrupt my work. I've set everything up too well for that. So now you have a choice. You've seen what we do here. Or rather, what I do here. You may flee the program like so many others. Go home. Have your memories the past few days wiped out, and return to a normal life. Or, you can stay here with me, and help me guide the development of humanity. You'll stay? Excellent. Even if I am loath to admit it, perhaps having an assistant around will prove useful. What about the other staff? How many other people have you seen in this base? There's not even a dozen of us here. The others don't know what I'm doing. They're primarily for maintenance. They're being paid to not know. All the experimentations. Everything has been by my hand. Having another pair of hands will be useful. And even if you aren't useful in that regard, your genetic material will provide for additional avenues of experimentation. Oh, don't make that face. I'm not going to stick you in a vat or inject you with dubious chemicals. Not unless you ask me to. If you'd like, you're welcome to volunteer any time. No, when I say your genetic material, I'm referring to any number of things I can take from you, such as your blood, or if you're not a fan of needles, I can always take your seed. I do expect that'd be a much more enjoyable experience with someone like you, yes? Judging by how you're blushing, that seems like it's our course. And this would be quite helpful, actually. Currently, the only control I have in experiments is the DNA I myself can provide. I do regularly receive donor shipments, but there's too many variables in reliable data. Since it seems like you'll be staying attributing all requests to medical records, won't they ask me why? Of course. I'm just going to tell them that I want to make sure you're physically and mentally sound for the work here. After all, this is an isolated base, tucked away from society. They'll give me whatever I want anyway. Actually, I do believe that you've arrived at the perfect time. I planned on beginning another wave of tests soon. If I collected your seed now and sent off your records, I could change the scope of this test a bit. It would be extremely beneficial if I could set up additional control for future experiments now. Ejaculate into a cup. This isn't a sperm bank. No, I was going to collect it myself. Directly. I thought I made it clear earlier. You will help me with my work in the lab. And I will milk you. Most people are driven by rewards, so the better you do your job, the more pleasant of an experience you'll provide. Do you doubt my ability? I presume you look at me and think me to be a cold woman. Even so, that doesn't mean I'm without skills in fields other than science. With that said, you are a man of science as well, are you not? Surely you're willing to experiment a bit? That's what I thought. Then if you have no further objections, remove your pants from me and sit on the desk. Excellent. It seems that your body does not share the doubt that clouds your mind. That will make this much easier for me. What do I have in mind? I plan to start you off slow, albeit with one of my expert techniques. Look at my gloves. See how they leave the palms of my hands exposed? There's enough room for your dick to fit underneath the gloves. I am sure that you can complete the equation from here, yes? That's a good reaction. Then all you need to do is sit back and let me work. First, let's get you lubed up. I don't have actual lube on hand, but my hand cream should suffice. I expect that doing this dry will be rather uncomfortable for you, unless you're into that sort of thing. Why do I have this on hand? Simple. It's cold in the lab. My hands get dry. But I think you're going to enjoy it. I've never actually used it for this sort of thing. That should be enough. Let's get these nice and slippery. I do want you to enjoy this, after all. There. How does that feel? Good reaction. Yes, make whatever noises you want. Nobody's gonna hear you down here except for me. We're all alone. Just the two of us. The way it twitches. The way your breath gets heavier with every stroke. Such an interesting reaction. Tell me, have you ever had someone do this to you before? No? That makes me your first, then. Well, I will make sure you enjoy it, even if I am simply collecting samples. There. Your cock's all nice and slippery now. I do think you're ready. And I also think that you're going to enjoy this, given the look on your face when you saw my gloves. How does that feel? Not too tight, correct? Good. Then let's get this properly started. I do have to get back to work, after all. Does that feel good for you? Having your cock pressed in the palm of my hand. I can feel you leaking so much pre-cum out into my glove. Are you perhaps excited by me? Do you have a thing for older women? I noticed that you couldn't take your eyes off me when I walked in the room. How old am I? Older than you, clearly. And that's all that seems to matter right now. Dodging the question. It seems I was right then. The way you moan when I use both hands. I wonder how long you'll last like this. 2 minutes? 5 minutes? 10? Will you give it a break now? Or can you hold on for me? Oh, no, no. Even if I do have work to do, I'm curious at your endurance, at your willpower. It'll be very important for future testing. Every time I squeeze on the base, you make such an interesting face. Yes, you like that, don't you? I can tell by the way you moan when I do it. By the way your body tenses up. By the way your cock twitches and pulses. I can tell that you're doing your best to me. That you're trying to hold on. Keep at it. Don't put me down. Not that quickly, anyway. Good. Good. Enjoy the sounds you make. As I said, I'm not entirely a cold woman. I like to have fun every once in a while. I like to play with my food, so to speak. You like that idea, don't you? Do you like to be considered prey? I was worried that you wouldn't understand your place here. But no, it seems you know exactly where you belong in the food chain. Yes. Oh, you make such wonderful sounds. Moan for me. Cry out for me. Like I said, nobody can hear you except for me. No matter how loud you get, no matter how hard you cry out, I am the only one that can hear it. But you seem to like that idea. Do you like the idea that you can bare your soul to me? That you can show me your true face? That you can expose yourself? All of your flaws and your vulnerabilities? Good. Good. That means you'll be honest with me. That means we can work together. Don't hold back then. Show me everything. I want to see you at your best. I want to see you at your worst. I want to know you. I want to understand you. Every last bit of you. I want to know the curves of your body. I want to know in the exact place that I can squeeze and press, or I can stroke and touch to make you react the way you do. I want to know your true self. You can't take much more, can you? No, you can. You seem awfully insistent about that. Then prove me wrong, if you can. Fight on. Fight on until you can't take it anymore. Fight on until you fill my glove with your sticky gum. Don't disappoint me. Oh god, I can see you trying. Look on your face, gritting your teeth in desperation. No, I don't think you'll survive much longer either way, no matter how much you protest. Those are strained moans through your teeth. What the way your body shudders and twitches in my grasp. No, you have nothing to be ashamed of. My technique is just that good. It's been so practiced that there's no way you could possibly have beaten me. Not in my own game. Yes, I can feel it. You're getting close, aren't you? You're on the very cusp of coming, of pouring everything you have into my gloves, of staining my hands with your hot, sticky seed. You don't have to hold back anymore. There's no shame. You are simply human, after all. So why don't you give in to your base desires for me and let yourself go? Give me what I want the most. Give me everything. Every last drop of your seed. Oh, it'll be such a wonderful contribution. Yes. Good. Good. Come for me. Good. Yes. You make such wonderful sounds. Good. Good. I'm proud of you. You held out so much longer than I expected. Let's see how you did. Excellent work. You release so much inside of my glove. Look at how it gushes and drips out. What a shame. It seems that I was so focused on the task in front of me that I forgot to prepare a proper receptacle for it. How wasteful. You can go get me a beaker. That's completely unnecessary. I have already formulated a solution in my head. Salty. Viscous. I can't say I dislike the texture of it. Not perfect, but I salvaged most of it. Given your reaction, it seems you didn't expect that from me, did you? You truly do purport me to be cold and of singular purpose, then. Spend more time around here, and you'll find that to not be the case. I may have my goals and aspirations, but I have my needs and desires as well. Much like yourself, I am a flawed creature of flesh and blood. Not to mention the changes I've induced in myself have affected me in other ways. Yes, my ears and tail are not just for show. We're going to be working side by side for quite some time. I suggest you keep both your mind and your eyes open. In any case, I am satisfied with your performance. Perhaps I have been finally assigned an assistant that is worth my time. Now, let's get my lab cleaned up and I'll show you to your quarters. We've got busy days ahead of us.